Hello and welcome. You're listening to Journal with Jenny. This podcast will give you ideas to apply writing and journaling strategies that will help you focus on what matters most to you while exploring some of life's big questions. This is your host, Jennifer Traister, a mom, wife, teacher, learner, and expert in using journaling and writing that will empower you to write your best life story and live it. Today, I want to share with you about how to start a want journal and how you can benefit from it. So grab your pen and your favorite journal, and let's start writing together. What have you been reflecting on lately? Have you thought about your life and how you want to live? I often wonder about the end of my life and if I'll feel like I lived it in the best possible way. So a want journal sounded like the perfect way to be reflective now instead of waiting until I'm 95. What do you want? I'm not talking about material things, although that could be included. I mean, what do you want for yourself this month, this year, or even over the course of your life? Choose whatever time frame you wish and ask, what do I want over the next... fill in the blank here. I might write, what do I want over the next 3 months? I want to be more fit. I want to be a good mom. I really want to take this online painting class. I want to feel supported. I want more time to relax. There's more, but you get the idea. Next, you must get specific about the wants. Visualize it or picture it in your mind and then write about it in as much detail as possible. It's helpful to also include how it specifically feels to you. If I wrote about wanting to be more fit and healthy, I would look into the future to describe what that looks like and feels like to be in my new fit body. And oftentimes, when you're honest about what you want, it will mean giving up things you enjoy or even people who don't fit what you want in your life. If I want to be more fit, I need to cut back on eating so much. This is something I love. And to be mindful when I'm out socially. Luckily, I don't have to worry about that right now. So now for the tricky part. How are you going to get what you want, as well as who is going to make that happen, or where will you get that support? If I think about wanting to get fit, the how of getting that done is to eat healthy and exercise. Who is going to make that happen? Me. But I could also get inspired by healthy friends, by asking them for tips, or even watching their social media posts. There are a few friends I really like to follow on Instagram or Facebook groups, and they really inspire me to eat more healthy, exercise, and just have a good, healthy mindset. When I write this in my want journal, I would include more details, but you get the idea. Here is a big note of caution for you. Be careful about choosing who you expect to fulfill your wants. This could set you up for disappointment or even resentment. For example, I like to read fictional books, but my husband likes nonfiction. I can't expect him to listen to me talk endlessly about books I've read and want to gush about. I save that for my book groups. I'm in 3 now, and I absolutely love it. Another example could be that I may want to paint the living room. Since this is not a want for my husband, he will have no interest in helping. Therefore, I will need to ask for someone else to help me. Rather than get frustrated with my husband, I can accept that painting the living room is not on his wants list. so I cannot expect him to help me do it. So the bottom line, be honest with yourself about your wants and who will help you along with how you're going to make them into a reality. A want journal can be a productive tool to evaluate your life and get reflective about what you want out of it. I, for one, want to say I lived in a way that was true to myself and who or what I value most. You could write in your want journal once a week, once a month, or even once a year, but review it often or post a list of those wants and make them visible. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. You don't know how much it means to you when I see that people actually listen and want to hear these tips that I'm trying to share. So I hope that you can go and write your day into a beautiful story. Remember to subscribe wherever you listen so you never miss an episode. And if you give a positive review, I will give you a shout out on the podcast. I would love for these writing activities to reach more people. Excuse me. So please share the podcast with any friends you feel would benefit. I really appreciate it. Also, if you take a screenshot or picture of yourself listening, tag me on Instagram at Jennifer Traister. I would absolutely love it. Until next time, I'm Jennifer Traister. Thank you for joining me. And remember, you have the power to write your own story and live it.